Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted that you're sharing this special time with me today. These are very powerful and often confusing and overwhelming times on this planet, but miracles are taking place, and we're truly moving forward at warp speed. 2012 has catapulted us into uncharted waters, and we're in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness humanity has ever experienced. The Earth is also ascending up the spiral of evolution through two-dimensional shifts. We're going to talk about this today and what this means in our everyday life. Through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as the open door through which the light of God will flow through this hour to bless humanity and all life abiding on this sweet Earth. Remember that we're functioning in the eternal moment of now, so whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to this program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. And through this unique opportunity, you'll bless humanity and all life on this planet. And we'll work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. As you listen to my sharing today, remember, I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because somebody told you it's true. Listen to the information as food for thought. Take it into your heart and ask your I Am presence to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving the quality of your life. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now, experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God is lifting you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The information we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but often challenging time on Earth. So remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All you have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Now is the time for us to make a positive difference. 2012 has catapulted us into these uncharted waters. And as I mentioned, we are in the midst now of the greatest shift of consciousness humanity has ever experienced. In addition to that, the Earth is ascending up the spiral of evolution through two-dimensional shifts. We are ascending from the third dimension into the fifth dimension. This is a unique experiment that has never been attempted in any system of worlds. Never has a planet that has fallen to the depth of separation and duality that is existing on Earth at this time been given the opportunity to ascend through two-dimensional shifts in such a short period of time. This is an evolutionary process that normally takes millions of years. And when we succeed God victoriously, which we will through the unified efforts of embodied humanity and the company of heaven, we will have co-created a new octave of Godhood that will greatly benefit all creation. No matter how grandiose that statement may sound, the company of heaven has said it does not even begin to adequately describe the magnitude of what the success of this experiment will accomplish on behalf of the sons and daughters of God throughout the universe. We are a sum total of all of the experiences we have ever had. through lifetimes of free will choices and the abuse of our creative faculties of thought and feeling. Humanity is responsible for creating the illusion of separation and duality that is existing on Earth. These distorted human miscreations have resulted in mind-boggling pain and suffering for humanity and all life evolving on this planet. Once we transmute these human miscreations of separation and duality, which we must do in order to ascend into the fifth dimension, we will retain the lessons that we've learned from our mistakes and from the loss of awareness regarding divine love and the oneness of all life. When we ascend, we will take these incredibly painful lessons with us, and they will be recorded in the halls of knowledge in the inner realms. Then our hard-won lessons will be available to every son and daughter of God through study and observation. This means that our sisters and brothers throughout the universe will be able to learn the lessons that we have regarding separation and duality. But they will never have to delve into the depths of pain and suffering humanity is physically experiencing on Earth. For this reason, the legions of light throughout infinity are now holding the sacred space for our success in this unique experiment. Everyone in the realms of truth knows what this victory will mean for the sons and daughters of God. That is why this one tiny planet and the sons and daughters of God evolving upon her are receiving more assistance from the heavenly realms than our Father, Mother, God have ever before allowed. I'd like to share some important information with you today so that you will understand the magnitude of the responsibility in this endeavor. Every man, woman, and child embodied on Earth at this critical time is here because he or she has volunteered to assist with accomplishing this unique experiment. We have all been preparing for this moment for a very long time, and we already have within us everything we need to succeed in our individual facet of the divine plan. But first, we need to understand the magnitude of what is actually happening on Earth. The experience that we are now in the midst of involves a cosmic alignment known as the Shift of the Ages. For over 25 years, we've been hearing about this alignment, but most of the information has referred to the completion of the 5,125-year cycle that is associated with the Mayan calendar and Earth's alignment with the galactic center of the Milky Way. That alignment coincides with the solstice that will take place on December 21st, 2012. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have revealed that, in truth, the shift of the ages is far greater than we are comprehending at this time. It is not just the completion of a particular cycle of the Mayan calendar. The shift of the ages involves an extremely rare event that happens only once every several million years. During that rare celestial moment, galactic, solar, and planetary cycles within cycles within cycles dovetail into one synchronized pulsation. This pulsation rhythmically unifies all creation with the heartbeat of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. For greater clarity, here are just a few of the grand cycles involved in the shift of the ages. In addition to the 5,125-year cycle of the Mayan calendar, at the present time, we are experiencing the cycle of Earth's transition from the 2,166 year age of Pisces into the 2,166 year age of Aquarius. We are also experiencing the culmination of the 26,000 year cycle known as the precession of the equinox, and the 438,000 year cycle known as Kali Yuga, the 1.8 million year cycle known as Satya Yuga, and the 4.4 million year cycle known as Maya Yuga. There is also a cycle that lasts 4.4 billion years that is known as Kalpa, or the Day of Brahma. A Kalpa equals 1,000 Maha Yugas, or divine ages. The Day of Brahma reverberates with the prime creative force of the Godhead. This cycle is one day in the 7 days of creation mentioned in the Bible. During the cosmic moment referred to as the shift of the ages, the entire universe synchronistically aligns with the heartbeat of the cosmic I Am, the source of all that is. Once that unified rhythmic pulsation occurs, our Father, Mother, God inbreathes the whole of creation up the spiral of evolution into the next dimension of our learning experience. This is a natural part of our evolutionary process, and the sons and daughters of God have been going through these cosmic in-breaths since we were first breathed forth from the heart of our God parents. But this time, it is different. Through the unprecedented divine grace of our Father, Mother, God, humanity and the earth are being offered an opportunity to ascend through two-dimensional shifts during this cosmic in-breath. This has never happened before. The hope of our godparents is that the sons and daughters of God evolving on earth will at long last reverse the adverse effects of our fall from grace, so that we will be able to catch up with the rest of our solar system and make the shift into the fifth dimension. When we fell from grace eons ago, we descended into such separation and duality that when it was time for the last shift of the ages, we could not lift our heads above the mud puddle of our own human miscreations enough for us to see the light. We were so buried in our self-inflicted pain and suffering that we missed the opportunity to ascend into the fourth dimension with the rest of our solar system. Tragically, we were left behind, and we have been struggling through the quagmire of our human miscreations and the appalling antics of our fragmented, fear-based human egos ever since. Even though the separation and duality that we have experienced on Earth were not part of the original divine plan, once we created this terrible situation, our I Am presences and the company of heaven decided that the lessons we learned from the experience should be used to prevent other children of God from making the same mistake. That goal was actually accomplished far beyond what was necessary, and we have been writhing for far too long in the atrocities we created when we forgot about the oneness of all life and the profound truth that love is all that is. So here we are, in the midst of another shift of the ages, and our solar system is ascending from the fourth dimension into the fifth dimension. During the last shift, the Earth alone was left behind to struggle in the third dimension. Our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven feel that we have been wallowing in the quagmire of our human miscreations long enough, and they do not want any of us to be left behind this time, forced to endure our painful miscreations for another 1,000 or more years. The problem is that they cannot just do this for us. We have free will, and they can only intervene in our lives in ways that we have requested through our heartfelt pleas, our prayers, and our invocations. At this time, a lot of people are reporting that there will be millions of people who will not make the conscious choice to move into the light in time for the completion of this ascension process. They are saying that there's nothing we can do about it, and that these souls will be left behind to progress at their own pace in another lower dimension. But what our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven are imploring us to remember is that we have already been there and done that. In fact, that scenario is exactly the tragedy that the beings of light are asking us to avert this time. Our Father, Mother, God do not want a single child of God to be left behind. That is the reason for this merciful experiment that is being attempted now on this planet. If any of us do not make the shift into the fifth dimension, it will mean that this merciful experiment has failed. Every person who was left behind during the last shift of the ages is embodied on Earth at this time. In addition to these precious souls, there are literally millions of advanced souls who have volunteered to embody on Earth during this cosmic moment. The divine intent of these souls is to help the souls who were left behind the last time to awaken, so that they will be able to make the shift into the fifth dimension. This is why there was such a tremendous population explosion during the last century and the first part of this new century. It is immaterial whether we are part of the Earth's evolutions who were left behind last time, or whether we have come to help our sisters and brothers make the shift this time. All that matters is that we all accept responsibility for doing what we came here to do, and that is to help humanity to lift above the pain and suffering effectively enough to see the light, so that each person will make the conscious choice to ascend into the fifth dimension with the rest of our solar system. Our Father, Mother, God have revealed that at inner levels, the I Am presence of every single person has made the choice to move into the light. Now this new heart commitment needs to resonate in each person's conscious mind and their feeling worlds. This awakening within each person's heart and mind will motivate changes in their behavior patterns and belief systems that will lift them up enough so that they will be able to perceive the light. Then they will comprehend the awesome opportunity at hand and take advantage of this rare gift of divine grace from our Father, Mother, God. Everyone has free will, so we cannot just do this for them. But you and I and every other willing person have an amazing ability to assist in this process. The universal law is that the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. Let me repeat that. The call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. Since we are one with every man, woman, and child on Earth, and since we are on Earth ourselves, we have the ability to invoke assistance from every person's I Am presence and the company of heaven on their behalf. And when we do this, the floodgates of heaven open to assist that person. Many of the recalcitrant souls on the planet have been so manipulated and controlled by their fear-based, fragmented human egos that they do not even remember that they have an I Am presence, a God self, or that they are a beloved son or daughter of God. They are oblivious to the events that are occurring on the planet and throughout the universe. And the concept that the shift of the ages seems like a fairy tale to them. These are the souls that continue to act out adversely and that many people are saying are going to be left behind. Often that possibility seems like a relief since these are the people who are usually wreaking havoc in our lives and all over the planet. However, these are the very people that you and I and the other light workers have promised to help. The millions of people who are awakening and making the choice to move into the light on their own are not the ones who need us. They are going to succeed in making the shift, and they're going to be just fine. It is our sisters and brothers who have forgotten who they are and the fact that they are one with all life who need our help. They are not acting out in the adverse and often appalling ways that we are witnessing around the world because they are evil. It is due to the fact that they are so trapped in the illusion of separation and duality that they think their only choice to survive is to lie, cheat, steal, and kill. And so they're actively participating in the atrocities that we witness around the world. These are the very people that we have promised to help. These are our sisters and brothers who need us the most. And these are the people who will make the most positive difference in our lives when they awaken and choose to stop creating the incredible, painful suffering that is going on all over the planet. Please do not forsake them or write them off. And let's certainly not perpetuate their descent into chaos by empowering the thought form that they're going to be left behind to suffer with their human miscreations for eons of time. Instead, let's think of them as our sisters and brothers, in every sense of the word, because they actually are. Let's think of them as our loved ones. In that case, what would your wishes be for them? If these are your loved ones, what action would you take in order to help them awaken? What would you be willing to do in order to hold this sacred space for them as they lift above the negativity that is manifesting in their life? Would you invoke divine intervention on their behalf? Well, this is why you are on Earth. So listen to your heart, and you will know the truth of that statement. Ask your I Am presence how you can be the most powerful instrument of God during this life-transforming year of 2012. And respond to that inner guidance. You will know exactly what to do as you listen for this response from your I Am presence. The Company of Heaven has given us a wonderful and very powerful activity of light that will help us lift up our sisters and brothers. Let's join our hearts and our minds with the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth at this time, and with our Father, Mother, God, and the entire Company of Heaven. And let's participate in this activity of light, invoking this incredibly powerful experience that has been given to us on behalf of our sisters and brothers who need us the most, and through their I Am presence are invoking our divine intervention. Let's begin by breathing in deeply and going within to the divinity of our heart. I'm going to state this visualization in the first person so that each of us can experience it individually and tangibly. But know that we are joining in consciousness with every man, woman, and child on the planet, whether they are in or out of embodiment. And we are joining in consciousness with the entire company of heaven. As we invoke this light on behalf of ourselves, we are invoking this light on behalf of every person on the planet. Breathing in deeply, I am going within to the divinity of my heart. There I kneel before the altar of love, and I surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my true God reality, my mighty I Am presence. I am my I Am presence, and I am integrating into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of my earthly experience. I am expanding through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of planet Earth and of all humanity, both in and out of embodiment. I am enveloped in an invincible force field of God's infinite protection and pure light. Through this activity, I am able to love all life free into a higher octave of their original divine potential. I continue to breathe in and out rhythmically and deeply. And the legions of light throughout infinity come forth to join me now. I am lifted up in energy, vibration, and consciousness, and I am one with all of the facets of light throughout the whole of creation. I am one with the legions of light throughout infinity, and I am one with the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child evolving on Earth. I now greet this sacred moment from within the peace of my liberated God Self. Centered here, I am one with all life, and I now realize that I am all of humanity, standing forth as the arisen solar I Am presence on Earth. I now reach up into the infinity of my own divine consciousness. And as I am lifted up, all humanity is lifted up with me. Through this activity of ascension, humanity's free will becomes one with God's will. And the infinity of humanity's divine consciousness is reclaimed here in the physical world of form. I am now standing forth in my fifth-dimensional 12-fold solar spine, and all of my 12 solar chakras are radiating forth the infinite light of my Father, Mother, God. I begin to profoundly experience God power on all planes, and I experience my divine integrity, knowing that my presence on Earth is but one aspect of my infinity consciousness. In this awakening, I know I am now a universal instrument of God on Earth. As I in-breathe and absorb the light of God that is streaming into my heart flame, I know myself on several levels. I am the celestial child of God, in the perfected realms of planet Earth, performing my cosmic service of loving free all of the lesser energies of humanity's miscreations. I find my gentle rhythm in this aspect of my divinity, and I am that I am. Now my awareness expands, and my I am presence is lifted higher into higher frequencies of God's eternal light. Here I experience myself as a cosmic flame with light rays radiating out in all directions of the universe. I know myself as God in action, here, there, and everywhere present. As this aspect of my divinity anchors into the core of my physical being, I again know I am that I am. I now ascend further up my silver cord into the galactic presence of a higher aspect of my true God reality, my white fire being. I am whole within this aspect of my divinity, and my masculine and feminine God self merge into one magnificent pulsation of pure divine light. Within this frequency of God's infinite perfection, I am a radiant sun of light. This is the part of me that is created in God's image. Here I see, feel, and become part of the service of both the masculine and feminine aspects of my Father, Mother, God, radiating forth the full perfection of my solar reality. I am experiencing the endless ocean of light and the great infinity of suns beyond suns beyond suns, back to the heart of my omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God. And I know I am that I am. I am the open door for this celestial ocean of light. And here I rest in eternity. This cosmic ocean of light flows unimpeded through my four earthly vehicles. I release into this light all of the thoughts, feelings, and memories that are less than the immaculate concept of my mighty I am presence. I am in embodiment on earth to express my free will choice to function as a powerful instrument of God and to experience the joy of physical perfection. All that I am, all of the God perfection that flows along my silver cord is here with me, right here and right now, and it is blazing through me, through my 12 solar chakras and my divinity within my heart flame into the physical plane, blessing all life. I am at peace in the physical realm, resting now in the supreme God confidence. I feel the opening of the fifth dimensional stargate of my heart expanding to full breadth. And I immediately see the truth of all life existing in this physical plane. I see all of the unbalanced energies, the human miscreations, as they were to be seen in the expanded divine plan. This is innocent primordial light that is entering my awareness now to be redeemed, misqualified energy that has deliberately or inadvertently been miscreated through humanity's faculties of thought and feeling and the gift of free will. I now greet all of these unbalanced energies as I would from the heart of my Father, Mother, God, expressing the perfection of the cosmic I am. I greet these unbalanced energies as would my godparents from within the flame of peace, detachment, God confidence, and supreme authority. I take this energy into my being, holding it in my arms of light as I would an injured child. It cannot overwhelm me or control me in any way, nor do I need to fear it or shun it. I simply hold it and love it until it has calmed, desiring on its own part to rejoin the kingdom of heaven which is within me. As this precious energy releases itself into the light, it experiences the infinity consciousness which I am, and it again finds its proper place in the universe. In perfect divine order, it shall now be eternally free. And I affirm to all life everywhere, as my cosmic I Am presence, precious life, come unto me and be raised up into the light of our Father, Mother, God. Precious life, come unto me and be raised up into the light of our Father, Mother, God. Precious life, come unto me and be raised up into the light of our Father, Mother, God. As an instrument of God, I am safely accepting these unascended energies into my fifth-dimensional open heart flame, the full radiance of God's divine love that transcends everything less than God's perfection. I am in holy communion with my Father, Mother, God, and as these returning energies enter my heart flame, they are also in holy communion with my Father, Mother, God. Rather than feeling rejected and thus lingering in patterns of negativity, as they have for eons of time, these energies now feel accepted and loved as the innate God energy they are. They voluntarily release themselves into the light, and they become one, once again, with all of the great force fields and momentums of divine light throughout the whole of creation. This great dance of transfiguration is taking place within my opened fifth-dimensional sacred heart center. I both participate in this dance and observe it in the detached peace of the great I Am, all that is. I am in perfect harmony within my Father, Mother, God's confidence, protection, power, and divine authority, and my Mother God's love, patience, divine compassion, and reverence for all life. I rejoice that unascended energy is now finding its way home back to the heart of my Father, Mother, God through me, and I release myself, I am that I am, into the peace of knowing. My perfection is handling all imperfection perfectly. My perfection is handling all imperfection perfectly. My perfection is handling all imperfection perfectly. Father, Mother, God, from your glorious heart I came into being, and into your loving heart one day, when my service here on earth is through, I shall return. I thank you for the privilege of having life and for my physical embodiment during this sacred time, when divine government and the permanent golden age of spiritual freedom and eternal peace through God's infinite abundance are being established on earth. Thank you for the gifts of transmutation that have been given to us through the power of the violet transmuting flame, the perfect balance of our Father God's sapphire blue radiance of divine will, power, and authority, and our Mother God's crystalline pink radiance of divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. The violet transmuting flame, the sacred fire through which all that is not of the light is being purified and returned to its original perfection. Thank you also for the flame of transfiguring divine love, the sacred fire through which humanity is now experiencing the divine intelligence and the divine love for our new planetary cause that will transfigure every soul's heart and mind. Thank you and the legions of the Ascension Flame for sustaining the open door through which this sweet earth and all life evolving upon her are now ascending into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection. In deep humility, I offer you the cup of my consciousness as a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow to fulfill the immaculate concept of the divine plan that is now unfolding on planet Earth. Beloved Father, Mother, God, through the grace of transfiguring divine love, empower me with the ability to radiate the divinity of my I Am presence to all life evolving on this planet with every breath I take from this moment forth. And I affirm with a new profound truth and inner knowing that I am the divine image of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of earth. I am the divine image of God, manifesting perfection in my being and world. And for the children of God, everyone, everywhere, in God's supreme name forever. Wherever I am, my very presence in the universe is a constant outpouring and release of God's will and God's power, God's life and God's light, God's truth and God's freedom, to all I contact, every day, in every way. Beloved Father, Mother, God, I love and adore you. Shine through my every effort at becoming one with you. Let the gift of your divine love flow through me to set all life free. I ask that I might be the open door for this newly established planetary cause of divine love, as I accelerate my journey toward eternal oneness with my I Am presence and all creation. I consciously draw back to myself all of my own energies that I am so desirous of loving free. Help me, beloved I Am Presence, to love myself and all returning energy into the light, as I am about the business of my Father, Mother, God, of loving all life free. Great ascended hosts of light that have joined with me this sacred and holy day, I thank you for the fulfillment of this divine fiat, which I decree in the name of God, I Am. Legions of light and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child evolving on earth, I ask that these invocations, this visualization, this powerful activity of light be maintained and eternally self-sustained to increase daily and hourly with every breath I take until this sweet earth and all her life are expressing the immaculate concept of our new planetary cause of divine love, and we have ascended into the infinite realms of God's perfection in the fifth dimension. And so it is. Feeling these energies securely anchored through my heart flame, I breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room, gently moving my hands and feet, becoming aware of my physical body, inhaling and exhaling, that these energies are assimilated at a cellular level through my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious hearts, you are on earth during this cosmic moment to love life free and to help our sisters and brothers who are so buried in the painful experiences of their own life situation that they are not able to lift their head above the chaos enough to see the light. Listen to your heart and you will know the truth of that statement. Now ask your I Am Presence how you can be the most powerful instrument of God during this life-transforming year of 2012 and respond to that inner guidance. You have everything within you and you truly know exactly what to do. If you'd like some help with this vitally important facet of the divine plan, the Company of Heaven has given us sacred knowledge and very powerful tools over the years that will help you to fulfill this part of your mission. They are scattered throughout all of our newsletters that are available in the archives on our website, which is eraofpeace.org. But to make this timely information easily accessible for you, we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have also included it in two CDs that are specifically designed to help you accomplish the mission of lifting yourself, your loved ones, and the family of humanity up in time to make this shift into the fifth-dimensional realms of light. Due to the significance of the hour, we're offering these CDs at a reduced rate for your convenience. The CDs are called I Am Love and The Power of One. If you don't have these CDs, they're available on our website at a reduced rate. The CD, let me just share with you, The Power of One, contains important information and powerful tools that will teach you how to hold this sacred space for yourself and your sisters and brothers who are buried in their own life situations so deeply that they cannot lift their heads up enough to see the light. Through your selfless service to the light on their behalf, you can greatly accelerate their awakening. This CD will also teach you how to invoke the highest aspects of divine integrity into the governments of the world, which is a major part of the transformation that must take place on this planet. The second CD, I Am Love, is a key to understanding our new planetary cause of divine love and what it will mean for all humanity during this momentous shift of the ages. The information about divine love that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven and included on this CD is destined to shift the consciousness of anyone who takes this sacred knowledge into his or her heart flame and expresses it through their behavior patterns and through their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. These CDs are available in both English and Spanish, and you can order the physical CDs or you can order them on an MP3 file to download onto your computer or your iPod. We have a secure website and a secure shopping cart on our website. And our website again is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. And these two CDs used to be $24, and we're now making them available for $18. Both of them for $18, plus postage and handling. So if you feel that they would benefit you in any way, please utilize them. And they have been distributed for a while, so people all over the world are empowering the invocations and the decrees that are on these CDs. And when we utilize them, we add to that building momentum of light that is helping all of us move forward in the light. So as we close today, I'm going to repeat the affirmation, the divine image of God, to seal this activity of light in the highest frequencies, to build in momentum until we have our activity of light next week. So once again, through your heart flame and the heart flame of all humanity, the I Am presence of every evolving person on the planet, both in and out of embodiment, and the entire Company of Heaven, as one voice, one heartbeat, one breath, one consciousness of pure divine love, we affirm, I am the divine image of God, manifesting perfection in my being and world, and for the children of God, everyone, everywhere, in God's supreme name forever. Wherever I am, my very presence in the universe is a constant outpouring and release of God's will and God's power, God's life and God's light, God's truth and God's freedom to all I contact every day in every way. Beloved Father, Mother, God, I love and adore you. Shine through my every effort at becoming one with you. Let the gift of your divine love flow through me to set all life free. I ask that I might be the open door for our newly established planetary cause of divine love as I accelerate my journey toward eternal oneness with my I Am presence and all creation. I consciously draw back into the expanded heart flame of my true God reality all of my own energies that I am so desirous of loving free. Help me, beloved I Am presence, to love myself and all returning energy free as I am about the business of my Father, Mother, God, which is to love all life free. Great Ascended Host of Light, I thank you for the fulfillment of this divine fiat, which I decree in the name of God, I am, and so it is. Precious hearts, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me today. Be sure to tune in with us next week as we are joining together again to expand our glorious chalice of light. Create a wonderful week for yourself. Be the instrument of God you have volunteered to be, and be the open door for the light of God. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.